This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Today, U.S. military officers told Defense Secretary Robert Gates they need help in northern Iraq. They said they don't have enough troops because so many have been called to Baghdad to take part in the surge there. U.S. Army Colonel Tony Thomas said the North has suffered. There's been an increase in violence, and Thomas called for more American soldiers and the return of 1,400 Iraqi troops who were sent to the center of the country. Meantime, there were four significant bombings in Iraq today, including one in a shopping district of Baghdad that killed 16 people. That was unusual. Baghdad has seen a decrease in violence over the last few months. And we asked our staff in Baghdad to get the views of some Iraqis about whether the city is, in fact, a safer place to live.
Of course, there is a big change now. First, explosions have decreased. Secondly, we were noticing that people who wouldn't dare go out are back out again. We had been restricted in what we could wear for college. And before, my mother had to accompany me to college. But now students are coming back, thank God. Even when we talk to our friends on the internet who are abroad, we tell them to come back. The situation is better. We tell them that we've started to go out in a normal way.
Sadr city is safe for me, but I don't feel safe in other parts of Baghdad. I won't feel safe in Baghdad until I see the Iraqi ministers go shopping in the streets like the regular citizens, and the soldiers and police can walk freely with their uniforms on. Then I will say it's safe.
شعوري والله انا اليوم صبحت على صوت انفجار فالانفجار ما اعرف وين بس اكيد راحت بضحايا هواي.
Well, today I woke up on the sound of an explosion. I didn't know where that explosion, but for sure there are so many casualties and this is why I'm depressed. I do not think there is a security improvement. Recently there was an explosion in the pet market, then there was an explosion today. Weeks ago it felt safer, but now with these two explosions things have gone bad.
In July and August, it was unusually slow because most of the customers had fled the country. Most of my customers left abroad because the security issue was so tense. Now the situation is reversed. It's much better. I know hundreds of people who came back home, and those who are still abroad wish to come back. They call us asking for advice, and we tell them we can walk the streets safely. We can wear what we like.
Currently, the security situation is better. There's no comparison between the situation before and now. The displaced families are coming back to their neighborhoods. We left the neighborhood 2 months ago, but now we are back, and Baghdad is very good for the time being.
I feel comfortable since there were no explosions today, except one in the morning. We hope there were no casualties in that explosion. There are fewer every day. We hope, God willing, we'll wake up one day without hearing any explosions, no car bombs or IEDs, and people would be able to go about their business freely.
I feel 100% safe inside Sadr City. In fact, our Sunni brothers are coming to shop from our markets here. No assassinations have taken place inside Sadr City. I want to invite our Sunni brothers to come to the city at any time. Our hospitals are open to you, the markets too. Come see how safe it is inside the city.
We heard there from Baghdad residents Marwa al-Assadi, Riyad al-Rubai, Thamer Jamil, Hana al-Yubudi, Zaid Mohammed, Adnan Ali Abdul Karim, and Adil Qatham.